Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, April the 4th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, in between our series, you know, we just wrapped up or just finished up a series talking about forbidden knowledge and forbidden religion, and we're going to do a part two to that series, if you will, probably a 7 instead of 10-part series, where we're going to talk or jump into some of the little bit of the issues that we're talking about today, because today we want to talk about something that's very, very, very important and probably one of the most important things. And I know I say that a lot on a lot of different shows, but when we're talking about your heart, wow, when we're talking about a person's heart, we are actually talking about not only the physical heart, but the spiritual heart. The scripture says in Proverbs chapter 4, our primary text for today, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, And we'll probably do a two-part series, because I really want to focus in on three reasons why you must guard or keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:22 says, "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." We're talking about, and we say they, we're talking about wisdom. We're talking about this ability to follow your heart. Now, this is a big problem. This is the problem I have. I don't know if you're anything like me. Most of the time, my head and my heart are not on the same page. Oh, wow. I don't know if you can understand or you can feel my pain, but most of the people, most of my clients, and I have the opportunity of talking to people every day, and it's really, really, really profound, because a lot of times the Father has me go through, I'm going through situations that are very similar to my clients or people. And so, again, you cannot minister from the heart to anyone else unless you have ministered from your heart, or unless your heart has been ministered to. So the number one, let's look at these three reasons that we're going to be dissecting over the next day or two. And we're talking about three reasons why you have to. You're probably not doing it, but you have to do these three things. The heart. First of all, we're going to define what that means, the heart. The number one reason why, and probably one of the most important reasons why, is because God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. We're going to break that down. Number two, we want to break down the fact that the heart, again, contrary to popular belief, emits or sends 100 times more frequencies than the brain. So the number one reason we have to look at the heart, or guard the heart, or protect the heart, because it's so much more powerful than the brain. And so my brain is telling me one thing, but my heart is telling me something else. Which one do I follow? Man, that's tough. Because the brain, again, is reason and logic, and the heart is based upon love and compassion. And what do we follow? Do we follow reason and logic? Because we need reason and logic. Or do we follow love and compassion? We need love and compassion. Well, the answer really is we need both. But when they are in opposition, that's what I'm talking about. When your heart and your head is not lining up, your heart says go left, your head says go right. You look at all everything, all the reason and all the logic, all of the math. You talk to all your friends. You call your family members. Everybody tells you, man, go. It's reasonable and logical. You got this job over here. This job is paying you $100,000 a year. I mean, more money, it's closer to the house, you know, you can afford this, that, and other, but it's not your touch tone. You really like landscaping. For whatever reason, landscaping just does it for you, but you got this office job. And this job, you're sitting behind this desk, you're in a cubicle, man, and they're paying you great money, but your heart is telling you, give me free. Your heart wants to be free. You see, your heart is like the wind. And so we're looking at the three reasons, the three primary reasons why your heart has to be followed. Third reason, number one, God looks at the heart. Number two, the heart is way more powerful than the brain. But number three, the heart is the source of everything. Everything springs, according to the scripture, from the heart. And so when we look at this, now we have to determine, okay, what is the heart? You see, your heart, as I'm speaking, your heart is under attack. God always appeals to the heart, not to the head, and the enemy always attack you in your heart and not your head. Because out of the heart springs the issues of life. I love the way it says it in the New Living Translation. Instead of out of the heart springs the issues of life, in the New Living Translation it says out of the heart, the heart flows the issues of life, or the heart determines the course of your life. And so if you're following your head instead of your heart, who's determining the course of your life? Because your thoughts can be manipulated, but your heart can't. Let me say that again. Your thoughts, in fact, if I'm a betting man, as I talked about in the last series, your thoughts are probably not your own, because they have a way of, again, sending ELFs, extreme low frequencies, on the same frequency that the brain beats and the same frequency that the earth resonates. It's called the Schumann resonance. So anytime anything is sent on that frequency that your brain, or should I say your subconscious brain, oscillates on, the brain absorbs it or takes it in. Now remember, the subconscious brain does not differentiate or does not determine or does not decide between right and wrong. The subconscious brain accepts all frequency and applies it. Let me say that again. The subconscious, that's why you watch a movie and you get afraid. Now, you know, you pay $10 to go to the movie. You're sitting in a comfortable chair in an air-conditioned environment around in a room with 500 people, 550 people, and you got a big box of popcorn, and you got your drink, and you're sitting there, you're watching this movie. Why are you jumping? Why are you afraid? Why are you on the edge of your seat? And you know it's a movie. You know it consciously, but subconsciously, your brain doesn't. The brain, now this is why letting your children play movies like Call of Duty. You know your child probably has PTSD and he's never been to war? Because your brain sends out the chemicals throughout the body that corresponds with the images that is perceived in the brain. Because, again, the subconscious brain, this is why this is, springs the issues of life. The subconscious brain is so dangerous because it can be manipulated. So, again, reason and logic is great. I'm a very reasonable and a very logical man. That's the problem. My head overrides my heart. Because my head says, okay, based upon the law of averages, are based upon Schumann resonance, are based upon this theory or that theory. See, I read a lot. I watch a lot of movies. I do a lot of research. I call myself, master teacher 33. You know the deal. So, I consider myself a very educated individual. So my reason and logic gets in the way of my love and compassion. So the scripture tells us something that is so profound. These three reasons we want to focus on, because your life, if it's anything like mine, hinges on your understanding that the heart is under constant attack. Do you remember King Solomon? Remember the story of King Solomon? Well, King Solomon is supposed to be the author of the book of Proverbs. He penned these words that says, guard your heart. What King Solomon was implying, he was saying that you are living in a combat zone. Dude, is there anybody listening to today's show? Are you living your life like you're in a war? When you woke up this morning, did you prepare for battle? When you woke up this morning, did you put on the armor of God? Did you put on the mind of Christ? Did you gird up your loins with the gospel of peace? Did you shroud your peace with the gospel of peace? Did you gird your loins? Did you put on the full armor of God this morning? You probably didn't. So that means you're going out into battlefield. What man goes to war or goes to battle according to the scripture and he doesn't count the cost? You see, my brothers and sisters, in war, there's always casualties. See, many of us are oblivious to the reality of the spiritual war. Right now, the devil is after your soul. He's after your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. And you playing chess, and the devil, I'm sorry, you are playing checkers, and the devil is playing chess. Let me say that again. The devil is five or six. See, you thinking you, your foe, and no more. The devil thinks generationally. The devil got a plan for your children's children. You worrying about yourself and your children. See, the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. A bad man does too. So the devil is playing chess, and we are playing checkers. And so your heart, as I speak, is under a constant attack. See, we are oblivious to how the enemy uses this overstanding of us to align us with things that doesn't line up with our heart, but it appeals to our head. See, the enemy never, ever, ever lies flat out. He lies by omission, meaning he's telling the truth. He's just leaving some of the truth out. But what does that mean? How does that affect you and I? When we live and we live, move, and we have our being, an enemy gets in there because Proverbs 4:3 says, in King James, it says, keep. Let's look at that word, keep. Now, this is a profound, it sounds simple, but this is one of the most profound lessons that we can embark upon. Because keep in, the keep means that you already have something. You can't keep something you already have or that you don't have. Let me say that again. You cannot keep something you don't have. Proverbs 4:23 in the King James, it says keep. You know that word keep is an interesting word. In the Hebrew, it's the word natsar, N-A-T-S-A-R, natsar. Hebrew, strong concordance number H5341. Natsar means to guard. It means to watch. It means to stand guard and to watch. It means to keep watch over something. It means to preserve something. So, again, what are you preserving? If you don't have anything, why are you preserving something? See, we are human beings. We're so used to getting stuff. You're not a human doing. You're a human being, meaning that you should be. Be is a mental disposition that you maintain. It's not something that you go get. But see, but we was taught, you grow up, you go get an education. You go get a job. You go get a car. You go get a wife. You go get, you go get, you go get. So all our life we've been getting. That's the trick. Because when is enough is enough. See, one of the biggest problems I have is enough is never enough. No matter what somebody does for me, it's never enough. I'm always wanting more. You give me $5 this week, next week I'm going to want $10. Give me $10, I'm going to want $20. It's like, when is enough enough? Because we are programmed by this society. And your heart is not designed that way. Your heart is designed to keep, not get. The brain is designed to get stuff. The heart is designed to keep. The heart is love and compassion. Love is something that you give. It's not something that you take. It's not something that you keep. But the brain, again, the brain is different from the heart. That's why God always appeals to the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, race. God looks on the heart, blood. That's another reason why, as we learned in our last series, you have to protect your heart because your blood flows out of your heart, and the blood contains the life of the flesh. If you got a bad heart, you're going to have bad blood. Not necessarily bad blood, but the good blood, if it is good, can't reach and can't be pumped to the rest of the body. So the first thing that we got to remember is in this scripture is, number one, keep. That word keep is very important because it says here that guard your heart above all else. It says watch over your heart with diligence. So above all else. So you mean to tell me this is like the most important thing? Absolutely. Why is this the most important thing? You know when you stop up a flow of water, you prevent the water from flowing, and the water becomes stagnant or toxic. That happens if the heart is stopped. The heart chakra is one of the most important chakras. And again, we're going to go through these three reasons. Number one, God looks on the heart. Number two, the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. And number three, out of the heart flows the issues of life. But before we look at these three reasons, we're seeing that the scripture says that we got to, number one, we got to keep. You know what keep means, to be a watchman? So everybody listening to this show, are you watching your heart? Are you protecting your heart? Are you standing on guard? Are you a soldier dressed for battle to protect the heart? And what is the heart? Well, according to the scripture, the word lab, the Hebrew word lab, L-E-B, gives us the English word heart or lab. Lave, I should say lave. I think I said lave, but it's actually, it's pronounced lave, L-A with a V, but it's spelled like with a B, L-E-B, but it's pronounced lave, L-A-V, lave. So the word lave in the Hebrew has to do with the mind. Now, This is always tough. According to the great website, that's a great website called heartmath.com and heartinstitute.org. These two are science, but they talk about that the brain is actually in your heart, not in your head. Let me say that again. Now, the brain, the human brain, is actually a processing center. It processes God out, not in. Let me say that again. The human brain is a filter. It filters out light. Let me say that again. The human brain is not located in your head. It's located in your heart. Let me say that again. The human brain, according to science, the thinking apparatus, the feeling part, now according to the Hebrew, it means your understanding. It means your consideration, your friendliness, your kindliness, your well-being is located inside of the lave, L-A-V, the heart. So your ability to understand, now remember, whatever you understand, you expect. Whatever you expect, you manifest. So the heart means the inner man. It means the inner mind. It means the spiritual mind. It means the will. It means the soul. It means the understanding, the heart. The heart, my brothers and sisters, the spiritual heart is the thinking, the memory, the inclination, the resolution, the determining, the conscious. It is the seat of the appetite. It is the seat of your emotions and your passion. It is the seat of courage. Let me say that again. Your heart, the part that you got to guard. You got to guard this man all your might because it is the seat of courage. It is the seat. It is the place where you sit down to obtain courage. It is where you go to find your true passion, your true purpose. It is a place where you go to find the true appetite, your moral character. It is a place of where your conscience, where all your inclinations, where your will. People got a strong will, they got a strong heart. The mind, the knowledge, the thinking, the reflection, the memory. All of this is part of the inner man, the heart, the lave. That's why you got to guard it. Because that is the foundation of courage, your heart. Now, it's mind-blowing to me because when you think of the heart, I just think about a big muscle, well, not even big, but a muscle that just pumps blood. That's the physical heart. But we're talking about the inner man. We're talking about the spiritual heart. Now, the one word, really, as we define these words that make up this scripture, because again, this is didactic discourse. I just don't blow through the scripture and just keep going. We must break down the Bible says jots and tittles. Heaven and earth will pass away, but no jot or tittle will pass away. So I major in jots and tittles. That's all I do. Everybody else look at words. I look at jots and tittles. One of those jots and tittles is this word courage. So your heart is the seat of courage. You know the word courage means the quality and the state of the mind and spirit that enables a person to face difficulty. Oh, Father, let your people hear what thus says the word of God. Your heart is the seat. It is the foundation of the quality of your mind. If you got a bad heart, you got a bad mind. And this is so important because many people, my brothers, they don't, myself included, we second guess our heart with our head. So the heart is the seat of courage, according to scripture. And courage is the quality of your spirit. This quality, the quality of your spirit enables you to face difficulty. Anybody is a runner? Like me, see, when I get in adversity, I like to run. That means I got to question the quality of my courage because that means I'm thinking too much instead of feeling, instead of operating in the source of my emotions. Now, my emotions follow my thoughts, but my thoughts should come from my heart and not from my head. See, that's how they get us. See, everybody teaches that I know that your brain is where your thoughts come from. Has anybody heard anything different? Check out heartmath.com. Check out the biology about the heart. Check out heartmath.com. Check out the heartinstitute.org. So something in the heart that's different from the brain, because the brain is a computer. See, a computer can get a virus. A computer is only garbage in, garbage out. See, a computer just regurgitates what you put in. See, a computer depends upon a good program. But you see, the heart is different from the computer. Because, see, when you think about the heart, now you want to think about something like, okay, what is greater than a computer? Now, a computer is awesome. It's off the chain. Don't get me wrong. But do you worship the house or do you worship the builder of the house? Now, if I was a man that wanted to purchase a very, very nice home, and I had the option of becoming friends with the builder of the house and not having a relationship or not having a relationship with the builder of the house. If somebody gave me the option, buy the house or become friend with the builder of the house, I would become friends with the builder of the house, because the builder of the house can build another house, probably better than the one that I like. So do you? It's always good to have a good, to know a good mechanic. See, I'm not a mechanic, but every time my car breaks down, I can go get another car, or I can form a relationship with a good mechanic who know how to fix my car. You see, the heart is where God dwells. It's the seat. It is the source, according to the scripture. It is the source. Now, again, who's God? Now, we can say everybody got these different names. Everybody argue over his name, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Wahovah, Ehovah, Exhovah, whatever. But who's the source of the name? I like what it says in the book of Revelation, that the word, his name is the Word of God. And next time you're arguing about his name, just read the Revelations. I think it's 19:11, somewhere in there, when it says he has his name written on the sky, nobody could pronounce. His name is the Word, brother. The entire Word, sister, all of it. He's the source. Now, the heart is the source of courage. Who's the source of courage? Who is the source of all life? Who's the source of everything? We may not all agree upon what we may want to call him, but trust me, he's the universal source. And he's the source of all living. That's the heart. So whatever is in there, brother, whatever is in there, sister, yeah, you want to guard that. You want to pay attention to whatever it's saying. But see, now we get into some dangerous ground. Because how do you know what your heart is saying? Because, see, if you really, really, truly listen to your, the source don't make mistakes. And if he makes mistakes, he makes mistakes so that way you can learn a lesson. Life is about lessons. That's what it is. Living is learning. The more you live, the longer you learn. That's why we are on this planned net. But now that we know that we need to keep our heart, because it is the foundation of courage, which is the quality of our spirit. So you got a bad spirit, you want to check your heart. Because out of your heart flows the understanding. Now remember, whatever you understand, you expect. Whatever you expect, you manifest. Look in your life. Everything that's in your life is the result of your level of understanding. Poor understanding, poor manifestation. Poor expectation. That is why this is so, so, so important. So, brothers and sisters, again, tomorrow we're going to pick up breaking down a little further, and I'm purposely going slowly because I want to make sure that you are absorbing this and it's registering. Because it says in Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart, not mine. This is an inside-out job, because your heart is inside of your temple. It's not on the outside. It says, keep your heart with all diligence. That means above everything else. Why? Why do we need to do this? Why am I doing today's lecture? Why do we need to keep our heart? Why, brothers? Why, sisters? Because out of it flows the issues of life. That means every issue you have, you ordered it. Because it came out of your heart. So tomorrow we're going to continue to break down the three reasons as we get into reason number one, God looks on the heart. Number two, your heart is 100 times stronger than your brain. And number three, the most important one, from this seat of the brain flows the issues of life. All of the issues that you have in your life is coming from your heart. And these issues, my brothers and sisters, are trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify you to you. It's not about remember, because remember it says out of this issue, you're supposed to guard your heart. And it says nothing about guarding anybody else's. It says you should guard your heart. This is an individual occupation. Now, brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. You can just call me Brother Will. Join me tomorrow at 12 noon as we continue with this. Probably do it in 2-3 parts, and we go through guard your heart because it determines the course of your life. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.